Hey there, welcome to another episode of Brand Mavericks, the podcast that ignites your entrepreneurial spirit and guides you on a path to building your own franchise empire. I'm Neil DiBattino, I'm president of Titan Media Works and your host for today's show. Today, we're honored to have the owner of Action Coach Canada with us. He made history by acquiring the branding rights to Action Coach, the world's largest business coaching franchise for the entire country of Canada back in 2018. Please welcome to the show, Dale Monette. Dale, welcome, buddy.
Yeah, thanks so much, Neil. Great to be here.
Man, just, you know what? We've been trying to kind of get together for a little while here. And finally, I think we're kind of making it happen. And I'm really happy that you're here with us today. You've got a lot of really cool things going on with your business. And I mean, having the whole country, I mean, that's amazing. That's awesome. And then, you know, Action Coach as a whole is just a phenomenal organization. And we're going to get into that a little bit here in just a little in a minute. But before we do, we'd like the audience to know a little bit more about Dale. Tell us about yourself.
For sure. Well, and as I get started too, I think what a great fit for, you know, your audience as well. Because just as you said, you know, helping entrepreneurs be more successful and being able to, you know, pursue franchise ownership and building, you know, a franchise empire. So I think that what Action Coach brings to the table is I think a lot of the viewers that are going to be listening in today are going to understand kind of why I got involved with Action Coach and kind of what I'm doing, because, you know, that's our missions are so closely aligned, Neil. And that's why I'm really excited to be on the show with you today. So, as you had introduced, my name is Dale. I grew up in Saskatoon and, you know, I'm a chartered accountant by background, but an entrepreneur by soul. And so even though I got trained as an accountant and was in that world, most people say that they can see why I didn't really stay in the world of accounting, just because I'm a very very passionate, exuberant, energetic individual. But I like to, you know, athletics is where I got my entrepreneurial skill set really from. And I think, honestly, a lot of entrepreneurs develop those entrepreneurial skills through athletics. And so, when I was young, when I was 15 years old, I got recruited to the national badminton team, which moved me away from home when I was 15. So I actually remember getting on the bus and my mom, you know, hugging and crying me on the, you know, crying and hugging me on the bus. So what happened was I, moved and lived on my own at 15 years old in Calgary. And so so that's where these entrepreneurial skills started to develop for me. Things like where I'd start to wake up at 4:15 in the morning so I could catch a bus to a train to another bus to get to the training facility to play badminton and, hit that bus to a train back to a bus again so I could get back to school. And, you know, I was the hardest working guy on the team and stuff at 15 years old. So I think that, you know, athletics and really allowed me to develop these skills of, you know, hard work, determination, sacrifice, commitment, teamwork, things, these soft skills that anyone can have, but they are difficult, I think. Most people don't have them regardless. So I think that athletics was really my training ground for entrepreneurship. As the years went on, I've done a variety of entrepreneurial activities, sold businesses, bought businesses, I've had failed businesses. My family's had a lot of entrepreneurial success. We were the founders of Skip the Dishes, which became one of the world's largest food delivery service companies and sold in 2016. The reason that I got involved with Action Coach was I already was an entrepreneur. I already had a portfolio of two or three operating companies at the time. So Action Coach really just, at first I was exploring Action Coach more from the opportunity of just growing my own organizations. You know, what sort of, you know, help and support was out there for entrepreneurs like me to grow and have more profitable businesses so that they could grow and be sold for a higher valuation. So that's where I started looking into coaching and into, you know, executive development and these, let's say, services. Simultaneously, I'm always on the lookout for businesses for sale. And in 2018 was no different. Action Coach Canada was available for sale. There was nothing happening in Canada for well over a decade in the Action Coach space before this. So just timing's everything, you know, in business and in life, and the opportunity to buy the branding rights for the entire country for Action Coach was available. So ultimately it was just really an alignment of my entrepreneurial mission and my personal desires of growth and wanting to, you know, be more successful, and also understanding the entrepreneurial trenches and what that entails, just all aligned at one time to say, hey, here's an opportunity for myself to acquire a business, which was a goal. Number two, to provide back to the economy. And number three, to do something that I know is very difficult. Entrepreneurship is no joke. And, you know, especially I got two kids. I've been married now for 12 years. I've been married. You know, I have friends and like actually have hobbies and other interests outside of work. And so, you know, when people have more than just work on the go, entrepreneurship can be even more difficult. And I realize that the trenches is just a real battleground. And, you know, 90% of businesses fail. And, you know, Action Coach mitigates those stats significantly. But I've just met so many people now that their mortgage is on the line, their marriage is on the line, their kids' dinner, it's either mac and cheese or steak for dinner, you know, depending on what they do in their business. And, you know, the risks and reward are substantial. And that's why Action Coach is just so valuable. I've just seen so many lives change through Action Coach now that it's been, me personally, it's been the greatest entrepreneurial endeavor and experience that I've had to date is being part of Action Coach.
You know, when you were talking about being involved with athletics and everything, so obviously this is a really good fit for you because you understand before you even got started the importance of having a good coach. And, you know, businesses in general, I think a lot of us who try to start our own businesses don't realize all that's involved with it. I mean, we think that, you know, we have a great idea and we're going to bring it to the world and the world's going to love it. And, money's just going to come flying in and everything. But at the end of the day, there's just so much involved with running a good business, from marketing to financial stuff to you just name it. And we can't be good at everything. And so that's why having a coach is really super important. I have another show called Business Breakthroughs where we actually work with a lot of coaches. We actually have some Action Coaches on the show, which is really kind of cool. So that's kind of how I got to meet you. So you kind of already had that understanding of the importance of coaches. And you said, 90% of businesses fail. You know, get that 90%, lose that 90% and make that, you know, obviously a lot less, and try to help people to be successful in their business. So give me a really good reason. I mean, tell me why a person, a business, in your opinion, would want to have a coach in the first place in business.
Yeah, you know what? I love the question. And, you know, it's almost like we ask every entrepreneur the same question. And one of the most popular questions I like to ask entrepreneurs is, why did you get into business in the first place? Because a lot of entrepreneurs, interestingly, don't know the answer to that question. A great number of entrepreneurs don't know why they go to work every day and they're doing what they're doing. They have we call it direction mastery or destination mastery. They don't really know what they're doing or where they're heading or why they're doing what they're doing. And I don't think that just permeates in the entrepreneurial world, but entrepreneurs actually have a great difficulty answering, why are you an entrepreneur? Like, why are you doing this every day? And I'll say it this way, 90% of entrepreneurs have difficulty answering that question because they're at the risk of failure every day. And so, yes, 10% of entrepreneurs have a really great idea. They got really well accepted. They got really good, you know, teams. They probably got a coach, to be honest. But but at the end of the day, a great deal of entrepreneurs don't understand their destination mastery. And so, and that's our mission, to help improve the lives of business owners across Canada. And so that's one of the first questions we ask. Why are you doing this? And we could call it seven layers deep of the question, why? Why are you doing this? And as we get down to that seven layers deep of asking why, it's a very logical answer. And it typically is they want more time and they want more money. It's the cold, hard truth that it comes down to is that no one really starts, not many people start a business to change the world, although some people like Elon Musk may do that. But we're talking 1% of 1% of 1% of any business idea ever will get to that level. But 99.9% of entrepreneurs out there want to have more money and more time. usually to do things like, hey, I want to learn how to play piano, or I want to take my family on a vacation, or I want to visit my family in a foreign country, or whatever, right? They want time and money to do something that's personally, intrinsically important to them. And they often don't know how, when you're in the entrepreneurial trenches, they don't know how to create those solutions to make that really possible. And that's what Action Coach is all about. We have the globally proven formula. And we're in more than 85 countries around the world. We've coached millions of clients in every language, every culture, you know, every corner of the planet, every industry, you name it. And so Action Coach has been able to create what we call the chassis for business, that every business operates the exact same on the inside. Its core fundamentals are the exact same for every business in the world. It's just the outside product or service that's different. And that philosophy that our founder created more than 30 years ago now, that we've gone to market with, has been, I think, the core that's why our products and services are so valuable and so successful.
You know, a lot of people get into franchising because, you know, they really don't, you know any other way to get into business other than like finding somebody like yourself who already has a formula that works really well. And so they go after you. But a lot of people will try to go on their own, you know, yeah. And the reason they do is because they don't want to go through the expense of paying maybe a royalty or setup fee or whatever the case might be, because they look at it in their mind that it's expensive. But it's even more expensive when you go at it and you make some of the mistakes that all entrepreneurs are going to make. But you guys, because you've been doing it for 30 years, have already made a lot of those mistakes. So, you know, you can eliminate a lot of that stuff. So really, in essence, they're saving a lot of money by having a franchise like yours, as opposed to trying to go on their own, because, you know, they're not trying to figure it out on the go, because you've already figured it out and you can provide that information to them. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah. So, and that's a great point. I mean, in franchising in general, you know, that's the reason that I bought all of Canada. You know, for Action Coach has spent more than 30 years and hundreds of millions of dollars developing the intellectual property and you know, the branding and the goodwill and everything that they've created. And so I actually, one of my business partners and I made the joke that, you know, we should actually just beat Action Coach at their own game in Canada. Like, we should develop our own brand and go to market and actually create, you know, the largest business coaching organization in Canada. That's what we should do. But then we just took 5 seconds to realize it would probably take us 30 years and hundreds of millions of dollars to get where Action Coach is today. And for a fraction of that cost of time and a fraction of that cost of money, I could own all of Canada today. And, you know, and yes, I understand I bought all of Canada, and not everyone's coming buying, you know, the entire Canadian master franchise for whatever they're looking for. But, you know, just take it one level down to the franchisees that join our brand or any brand, right? It's the cost of time becomes more important as we age, of course, as well, but just the cost of money as well. You know, people forget that. You know, it might cost X dollars to acquire a franchise today. But like I said, Action Coach has spent more than 3 decades and hundreds of millions of dollars to create this content and this technology and the platforms and the brand. It's going to take anyone a long time and a lot of money to do the same thing. So franchising is beautiful. Franchising is one of the most beautiful, scalable functions on the planet in terms of a business model. And I think that anyone who's looking at a low cost entry model to getting into business, franchising is a great option. If you have more capital and, you know, more experience, I would say as well, acquiring a larger business for more money, yes, there's a lot of sense in that as well. But for those who are looking at, you know, acquisitions of under $1 million, for example, franchising, I think, is the simplest, fastest way to achieve your goals and dreams, which 99% of the time is around time and money. And I think franchising is a beautiful way to do that.
So, you know, on Business Breakthroughs, when we interviewed a lot of business coaches over the, you know, since the life of the podcast, and a lot of the people that we interview are people, they're two kind of people. One, people who have a lot of experience in the corporate world, who have come out of the corporate world. Like you said, they want to do something on their own. They want to, you know, maybe have more freedom, you know, make more money, whatever the case might be. A lot of them are people who are of retirement age that feel like they have something more to offer and are not ready to, you know, throw a line into water someplace and go fishing every day or whatever. What kind of person would be interested in purchasing an Action Coach franchise?
Yeah, no, I appreciate the question. So interestingly, a great number of individuals joining Action Coach in Canada today and in the US as well. I'm not sure everywhere in the world, but in Canada and the US are current consultants and business coaches. People who, just like you said, I think I could do this on my own for $0, but hey, we got people who've been business coaches for like 10, 20 years. And they're like, you know what? I've been doing this on my own. I tried it on my own, but now it's like, I need a community. I want coaches and guidance and a team that I can be a part of. They also want the intellectual property. Okay. So a lot of business coaches, for example, or consultants out there, they're developing their own content. And in some cases, spending 20, 30 hours a week just on trying to keep up with developing this content. And plus they're still trying to work 20, 30, 40 hours a week on billable hours as well. So they're just so spread thin. But really what people join on the franchising side with Action Coach for in Canada, we're the only business coaching organization in the country that's structured in a way that the franchise is saleable at a multiple. Okay. Sole proprietor business coaches or uncertified business coaches in the market are developing a book as a sole proprietor. And you can sell a book of business between 0.2 and 1.0 times revenue. Okay. That's like a common saleable function for a sole proprietor book of business. But again, if my name's Dale Minette, you know, I'm business coach Dale Minette, or I create a brand that I'm like, you know, Dale Minette Co., why would Susan or why would Jennifer want to buy, you know, the Dale Minette business coaching, you know, book of clients or my personal brand? All I'm trying to use is different functions of demographics or, you know, personality profiles that you'll see it's very difficult to be able to sell just a book of business. The way that Action Coach is structured in Canada on our franchising side is that it's like an accounting firm. Okay. We have you buy the franchise, you're a managing partner at the top. You're actually onboarding a team of what we call associate coaches and developing a professional services office that's available for sale. It's actually very similar to like the H&R Block model. You could go be a tax accountant or a tax provider on your own person, your own sole proprietorship. But H&R Block did a beautiful thing where it's like virtually anyone can run a professional services tax office and sell it at a multiple. And so Action Coach is structured in a similar way. To my surprise, to be honest, only business coaching organization in Canada that's structured in that way. And one more point that I'll just monopolize the time a little bit here for one more point is, in my opinion, I think that a lot of business coaches in general, but most business coaches I speak with have like maybe a 4 to 12 month retention cycle, and imposter syndrome, I believe, is the fallacy there, that when you're a sole proprietor coaching these entrepreneurs who are hiring and scaling and like just trying to sell their business at a multiple, at some point the CEO of that business or the entrepreneur says, well, why am I hiring you to teach me all this stuff if you're like just the sole proprietor, not hiring, not scaling, not saleable? Why am I listening to you? So I believe that there's an imposter syndrome that at some point happens in the coaching space when they're not structured like a professional services office. And I think that's why Action Coach has been able to do so well, because they are business entrepreneurs growing a saleable business just like the organizations they're coaching. So the assimilation is very closely aligned.
Well, I love the concept of it, and you're absolutely right. You can really get bogged down with just all of the everyday stuff that's involved with business, especially as a sole proprietor. So then all of a sudden, you're not doing what you're supposed to do, and that's actually coaching people and, you know, kind of helping them to build their businesses. So I really like what you're saying, and I think it sounds, you know, like a really awesome opportunity. So talking about that opportunity a little bit, as a person who wants to get involved with a franchise of Action Coach, what's the process for that?
Sure. So Anyone who's generally interested and wants to learn more about Action Coach and how we franchise and what that business opportunity looks like should visit our website. I'm sure we'll put a little post or a little link here, but it's actioncoach.ca is our website. Lots of information there. Like I said, most of the individuals joining us on the franchising, you know, to become an Action Coach, like you said, are have the experience. They've probably been a business coach or a consultant or an entrepreneur and sold their business. They understand already what we're about or what the, you know, entrepreneurial environment is about. So in all honesty, I'm sure most of your listeners too, like they don't need, you know, we all need business education, but they understand it enough and they understand entrepreneurship enough that it's just about taking action, right? That just making that first move towards risk and reward, right? A calculated, you know, kind of action to be able to take that next step forward. And unfortunately, and especially in North America, we've been led down such a challenging, diplomatic, you know, politically correctness kind of modality for the last like decade or so that entrepreneurs, I think, have difficulty selling, asking for the sale. You know, just how do you provide value? How do you get people to come to you? Like, how do you market with being nice and not being offensive? Like, there's all these like very interesting kind of nuances, I think, in entrepreneurship these days that, in my personal opinion, have confused the buyers and the entrepreneurs in how, sure, I got great value of a product or a service. How do I get that to market? And so when people join Action Coach, one of the first tools that we get them to do, how to make money. Because honestly, most business coaches come to us because like, I try to do this on my own, try to do all, you know, I try to save money and time. 10 years has gone by and, you know, I've invested way more money than I should have just bought a franchise 10 years ago. You know, how do I go out into the market and make money as a coach? How do I make money in this world of professional services? And I think that because our franchisees and our Action Coaches are so successful at selling business coaching and understanding how to sell business education, that's the number one tool of why people end up joining. Like I said, two reasons, time and money. People end up joining because they're like, okay, I see a clear path on how to make money because they weren't doing it as a consultant on their own or a coach on their own, or they sold their business and now they want to find a way to monetize their expertise instead of just giving away the coaching for free. So revenue generation is the real reason that people join and stay with Action Coach. I give 100 other fancy, fluffy reasons as to why. But at the end of the day, what we've come to learn at Action Coach and business in general, which has been lost over the last 10 years, in my personal opinion, just money. Business is about money. And people have forgotten that. You know, they think it's about who knows what else. Sure, don't get me wrong. Ideas and product and value. And that is yeah, that's a huge part of it. But everyone's forgot that the business will die if you don't make money. That's why 90% of business and are failing. So just forget that they're there to make money, not about some fluffy rainbows and unicorns, which is nice. But if you're not making money selling your fluffy unicorns and rainbows, then like, you know, expect to go back into employment or to be unemployed or have other, again, your marriage, your house, your kids. Like there's some dire things on the line if you don't know how to collect cash. And I think that's the biggest thing that why we're successful at Action Coach.
Absolutely. Well, that sounds wonderful. Listen, we're at the end of our time together. Hey, Dale, if our audience would like to get in contact with you to find out more about you, about Action Coach, how do they go about doing that?
Honestly, I think the easiest way that people with short attention spans like myself can actually take action is just go to our website, actioncoach.ca, and that'd be the easiest way to get in touch with anyone on our team. But we're always available to help any entrepreneur, any situation. You know, if you want to become a business coach, if you want to start a business, if you have a business that you want to sell at some point in the near future, you know, reach out to our team because that's what we're all about.
Fantastic. Well, listen, you're a wonderful guest. Really appreciate you being on the show today.
Well, honestly, I'm very grateful to be here, Neil. And wish you and everyone who's listening all the best.
All right. Well, fantastic. Thank you. Hey, that's our show for today, folks. Hey, so thrilled you could be with us. If you enjoyed this today's episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Brand Mavericks is sponsored by Titan Media Works, providing podcast production and guest booking services for those who want to be in the podcasting space. Check us out at TitanMediaWorks.com. Works is spelled W-O-R-X. And also check out all the other great hosts at the Small Business Delivered Network at SmallBusinessDelivered.com. Be sure to stay tuned for more Brand Mavericks coming your way soon. Until then, keep on building your empire. Thanks a lot and have a great day. Bye-bye.